I was in corporate handling one particular section of a company, marketing, branding. We had no clue about IT, income tax, accounts, HR, admin, anything. And that was really a challenge for me initially, because I have absolutely no clue, because in company you used to say, I need this person, I need this, I need that, and everything was sorted. Here it was very, very difficult. And when we started hiring, you cannot have departments initially in the startups, you know, you cannot have that, those kind of departments that companies has. So one big challenge or one big failure, I would say, is I never delegated things, or I was little hesitant in giving things to. I thought, oh, somebody else will take it. Oh, somebody else will start doing it if I give everything to him. I thought I can do everything, while I was not able to do it.
Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. If you are new to our channel, please consider subscribing to it and hit the bell icon so that you never miss an update. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and I have with me today, Pinky Maheshwari. Pinky, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Pinky is the co-founder of Surprise Someone, where they use make paper using cotton rags and waste cotton. And interestingly, they add seeds inside the paper. So Pinky, let's start with Surprise Someone. Tell me about the venture and what you do here.
Yes, thank you, Ashutosh, for inviting me here, first of all. It's great to talk to you. So our brand, like you said, it's called Surprise Someone. So there is a surprise in everything we do. The name suggests Surprise Someone, and surprise gives you wow, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever we do gets you wow. So one wow is, you already said, we don't cut a single tree to make the paper. We make paper, and which is called recycled handmade paper. Another interesting and surprising thing we did is we started infusing seeds in our paper and then created 1,200 plus products. Now, a lot of people are making seed paper, and recycled paper is nothing new. It has been made since Gandhi's time. But very unique thing which we've done is we've crafted 1,200 plus products, which is actually can be grown into plants. And we've taglined ourselves, why throw when you can grow. Usually people throw visiting cards, price tags, wedding invites, and diaries once they are used, if it is not personal. So why throw when you can grow? And everything we make has a wow effect. So I'll just give you one example of how we create wow. So I had a few products around me. So this is one office organizer, which is again made by handmade paper. And one more interesting thing is we empower hundreds of women from rural India. So more than money, they are getting acknowledged of their art, what they wanted to do. So this is the organizer, and this opens up like this.
Oh, very interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So in these times, we have very small space on the desk also. And these are notepads. You can put pens here and stuff like that. So handy and, you know, utility. So we say utility becomes a beauty.
Very interesting. And,
we got selected in top 50 startups of India in 2017. And now we are, we take pride in saying that we supply stationeries and a lot of things to Government of India Department.
Oh, wonderful. And what was your motivation to start an eco-friendly venture like this?
Yeah, so this is one of my favorite questions in all my interviews. My son is my inspiration and my parents are my inspiration. So before Surprise Someone, I started this, we started this in 2015. And before this, I had, I was working with corporate, and I have about 10 years of work experience. I was heading Unilever business with O&M. In Mumbai. Then I worked with Vodafone for 2 years. And we came to Jaipur while I was working with Vodafone, and that time I was blessed with baby. And then I realized that going time to office was fixed and coming was never fixed, because, you know, when you are at a position, you have to take care of a lot of things. And when you come back home, you're still on PPTs. So we used to drop my son at my mom's house and never go back, like never not, we used to take 2-3 days to go, because, you know, we used to get him and then do his work. So we thought, let him be there 2-3 days. When we used to go, he never used to smile after a few days. I was like, oh, that was a turning point, that I'm coming and he's not even smiling, because he thought she's coming after 2-3 days And, you know, he forgot that I'm mom. And that's when my mom said, if you continue to do that, he will consider Nana Nani as a mom then. So better one of you leave job and take care of this, because, you know, if son, you're not giving time to son, then what is the point?
Correct.
And that was a turning point. I left my job. I did all the formalities and I was all time with him. And while I was with him, I was playing and he was scribbling on paper and just throwing, scribbling on paper and throwing. I you know, very innocently told him, I said, don't do this. He was very little child to understand. I said, paper ko bahut sare ped karte hai, pata, aapko to don't waste paper. And very, very innocently he said, then you only make paper, then you don't have to buy paper from people. And my dad is an environmentalist since last 40 years. So he's one of the biggest inspiration, my mom and dad both. He told me that yes, Pinky, paper can be made without cutting trees. I was not knowing. And that day, I don't remember the date, but yes, that day we made the paper at home in Mixi. We got cotton rags. We cut the, you know, the old vest of my dad. And we put it in Mixi, hand mixer. We mixed it and we made pulp. And then humne usko chhana, and then we made paper. We went to terrace, opened YouTube and made a very nice tiny paper bag. We didn't record all of this. We never knew that I'll be doing something like that. And then that was the day we made first paper bag. And then also I didn't know that I'll do this. But slowly and gradually I got into this. And one thing which I want to tell is that while I was doing this, I thought, let me just start selling these paper bags while my son is sleeping or taking rest. So, you know, I can start this. I went to my corporates back, because I had no other option where to go. And I started selling these bags at 10 rupees. My husband then said, are you mad? What are you doing? What were you doing and what are you doing right now? Selling 10 bags, 10 rupees, take 100 rupees from me. Just don't do this. That really, you know, hit me. And I told him, I promised myself inside, one day I will make one paper bag, say 1 lakh paper bag. And I took 5.5 years to reach this number. And last year we reached this, last to last year, almost we reached this.
Wow, congratulations. Fantastic. So also tell me, I mean, you know, these are some amazing successes, but for our viewers and listeners, tell us what have been some of your challenges?
Yeah, so there have been a lot of challenges because I was in corporate handling one particular section of a company, marketing, branding. We had no clue about IT, income tax, accounts, HR, admin, anything. And that was really a challenge for me initially because I have absolutely no clue, because in company you used to say, I need this person, I need this, I need that, and everything was sorted. Here it was very, very difficult. And when we started hiring, you cannot have departments initially in the startups. You know, you cannot have that, those kind of departments that companies have. So one big challenge or one big failure, I would say, is I never delegated things, or I was little hesitant in giving things to. I thought, oh, somebody else will take it. Oh, somebody else will start doing it if I give everything to him. I thought I can do everything, while I was not able to do that. That was one big hit or a challenge for me. And thanks to Walmart program, because I got selected in this entrepreneurship program, then I got scholarship from IIM Bangalore. There, my mentors realized this, that I am the biggest. One mentor, I remember, he told me, Pinky, you are the biggest culprit of your company. I said, sir, what? If you go out, then everything will be fine. I said, sir, what is this? I am doing this. He said, no, you're not letting people do their own work. And then I realized that I have to actually delegate and give things to expert people. You know, whoever has the multiple expertise, we should do that. And that's when I realized, and I started giving a lot of flexibility and freedom to people. And today I'm so happy that, you know, even if I don't go to office or my warehouse, things are working perfectly.
Wonderful. So
this was very nice.
Very, very nice. So Pinky, you were also telling me that you are associated with the Spirit School for pranic healing.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
Yes, this is my, you know, most biggest mission, or you would say my purpose of my life, I realized 7 years back. I met a pranic healer, Divya, And then, you know, when I was doing this workshops, I started doing this paper thing, and I met a beautiful lady called Divya Arora. She is based in Jaipur only. Mm-hmm. And she runs a sweet boutique, very nice boutique. Mm-hmm. So I went to her and I asked for help that how can I take workshop for kids? Mm-hmm. She said, yeah, you can do this way. And, you know, she finally did everything for me. Mm-hmm. And I earned 45,000 from that. That was my first earning. But then obviously I realized that everything, it's not a sustainable. Every time parents will not pay for this workshop because, you know, they have schools. And while doing this, she introduced me to another lady, Nidhi Datta. She's a very renowned personality in Jaipur and pranic healer too. She has a center. And then in a center I went and I said, what are people doing just without touch and stuff? And then I was introduced with this beautiful spiritual school. I joined that time. And this is a school of energy, which tells you about how energy plays a very important role. It's not about preaching or doing puja or doing part. Mm-hmm. It's about meditation. It's about character building. And I loved it because they say there is no time to do this meditation. There is no follow rules. Mm-hmm. But you have to build your character. Don't do meditation. Don't do any om. But you do character building. Mm-hmm. One line which is engraved in my heart is, what you give is what you get. So since morning, every morning, I start with this mantra, what you give is what you get. If I'm giving you happiness, if I'm giving you full information, that will reflect back to me in a multiplication. Mm-hmm. If I'm trying to cheat you, if I'm trying to think, oh, I should do this to him or whatever, then multiplication may it will come back. And then I transfer this to my venture. And now every product we make, every diary, everything we make is infused with a lot of positive energies. And when you buy this, this vibrates back to you. And when you buy this, people tell me that, Pinky, I don't know, there is something which, you know, I really like it. So that is what, if I give you example, maa ke haath ka khana, you cannot explain that, you know. You go to 7 stars of the hotel and when you have 2 chapatis, 3 chapatis of mom, it is blissful. Mm. Because she has poured a lot of energy while she was cooking that Ashutosh will come, Pinky will come and she will eat this and things like that.
Very interesting. Yeah. And again, for our viewers and listeners, help us understand, what is pranic healing?
So pranic healing is a energy source. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a physical body and just a little ahead is an etheric body, energy body. This is considered as an aura. What we say that, you know, we want to go to positive people. We want to sit around positive people. That is their aura. Mm. And at times we see somebody and we say, no, we have to turn back. We will not sit. That is aura. Mm. Pranic healing teaches you the energy. Pranic healing teaches you how to feel the energy. So you can do distant healing also. Sitting here, I can heal anybody in the entire world. So yeah, this is energy game. And with pranic healing school, morning, afternoon, evening, we are doing this good karma, you would say, a blessing to bless our state, bless our country for getting rid of this COVID-19.
Very interesting.
Energy plays a very, very important role. And when you learn pranic healing with the hands, you can feel the energy.
Very, very interesting. So coming back again to surprise someone, where you're doing so much work for the environment.
Yes.
There is a lot of discussions going on for the last 3 to 3 decades on climate change.
Right.
And protection of our environment. And in India particularly, we have always treated nature as mother.
Right.
You're giving back a lot, first through recyclable paper, then putting seeds inside, etc., etc. What are your views on climate change?
Yes, lot of us have been talking, and I think lot of us have been only talking. I would be delighted if actually we implement that talking also. Mm-hmm. Because we only talk that we should do this, you know. And this is one of the most pressing issue of our time. Global temperature, sea levels are rising and possibly contributing to more devastating storms, right? And every now and then WhatsApp and, you know, a lot of videos we are saying that we should do. And then eco-friendly actually became wannabe kinds that I am using sustainable clothing, I am using this. But actually, when it comes to execution, we're actually not doing it.
Correct.
There is a lady I met, I had posted for on LinkedIn. She said, I have said no to Kachriwala. I said, don't come. I said, wow, how? She said, you know, if I cut my milk bag, I do something out of it. If I peel my tomatoes and potatoes, I do manure. I make, do that. And it was brilliant. And that's how we share things. You know, there are genuinely people doing it.
Right.
But a lot of us being only talking. Only difference is that we have to just fill this gap of talking and doing. If we fill this gap, then there'll be a huge effect if we see that there'll be a huge reduction on global warming. There are a lot of people doing that bit at home and with the children also. But yes, there are huge scope in doing that.
Amazing. Amazing. So my next question to you is on the pandemic. You know, the pandemic has affected everybody, and it's almost as if this was nature's own way of correcting the world.
Yes.
You know, the planet seems to have healed itself. You started to see animals all over the roads and everything else.
Right.
What are your thoughts on how is nature healing herself?
I think, if I may say, we were the virus. And this virus is a vaccine. I have shared with very, very few people, and they feel, you know, little higher version of this. But I, when I meditate, deeper thought which comes to me is we were virus and this virus is a vaccine to it. Because we used excess of everything. We actually were excess. Whatever was not required, we did everything excess. Excess of what? We misused every free thing which nature gave us. We misused the trees, we misused the water, we misused the air, our forest, animals, lakes, oceans. Yep. Unnecessarily we did it. And we thought we are the kings, but actually we were the slaves. So we did excess of everything. And I think we did excess of other things also, which I will relate to spirituality. Excess of greed. Excess of competition. Excess of show off. Excess of me. I am doing this. I am this. But that was not required. More than giving, we were taking. We were always taking, taking and not giving. We were taking air, but we were not giving back to environment. We were only talking. So I think this is a great lesson for us to realize that we did enough of misuse and now we should stop it. And I, what I feel is this mask, you know, this mask also has a reason. Whatever I'm saying should not infect you. We have actually, you know, Facebook, Instagram, that is all. We keep listening jokes that, you know, in the graveyard, nobody came. What is the use of those 2000 Facebook friends? So we are actually not making a bond. We are making a bond with these digital phones, digital platforms. And words play a very important role. Words have the phenomenal property of accomplishing almost everything and destroying almost anything.
Very nice.
So words that we speak, we've forgotten the handwritten messages, handwritten notes. Where are those gone? Because those believe, you know, those give those attachments. We've just started printing or we're just giving credit cards. Oh, you go shop, do whatever you want. This mask is there that whatever we speak, we should not infect you. And whatever you speak, it should not infect me. Words and not this. And words create the energies.
Very interesting. So, Pinky, I'm now going to move to the last segment. I think I have time for two or three questions for you personally. For someone who made such an amazing transition from the corporate world into being an entrepreneur and then has added a new dimension of spirituality and pranic healing, what would you say are some of the core values you believe in?
There are many, but I believe one I've already told you. My first is what you give is what you get.
Correct.
Second biggest thing I have learned is lot of people I have realized is in my life work on financial balance sheet. Mera kya hai? Mere paas kitne paise hain? How many cars do I own? How many flats do you have? What brands are you wearing? But I mostly work on my karma balance sheet. Because after all, in this COVID, we have realized that we are going like a cricket wicket. Jaise cricket ke wicket down hote, waise we are going. And there we'll be evaluated basis our karma balance sheet. And we have all this while we have not worked. While we were coming on this earth, we promised God that, yes, I will follow everything. But then when I came out of my mother's womb, I said, no, I will do this. So in the starting morning, I have to do something. And we have a habit of happy hour. It's been 10 years. We follow happy hour with my dad. And evening, I have to talk to my dad, telling him what I learned today or where I failed today. If I don't have these two things, he will not talk to me. Simple as that. So if I say I've earned money, I've done this, that is not a job or that is not a good, very great work. It's okay, you've done it. What you've learned today, if I have interacted with you, if I've learned this something from you, I will write today. Mm-hmm. And my job is done to talk to my dad. And if even if I failed, that is okay. My dad says that if you fail, then only you will learn. So, you know, grace your failures.
Very interesting. So, time for two more questions now. Yes. My next question is, who or what inspires you? I know you did mention your parents and your son.
Yeah.
But other than these people, who or what inspires you?
See, there are a lot of people who inspire me, but what inspire me is to do things differently and do small things which really make big difference. Mm-hmm. So every day I do something which money can't buy. Mm-hmm. So that gives me high, that gives me kick, that gives me inspiration to live my life. Mm-hmm. And every night I want myself to be zero regret. That tomorrow if I God choose me to take, I'm very happy to take another life. Okay. So every day I write a gratitude challenge. So I am on a 100 days gratitude challenge, me and my son, where we both do handwritten doodle and write that, Ashutosh, what I've learned from you, what I admire about you, or what I got inspired. And when he reads this, he's like, wow. And I'm finding people from 20 years back.
Amazing.
That's all the more nice. That gives me... Hi.
Fantastic. And my last question to you, Pinky, is relating to failure.
Yes.
I've often said, and I also, my newest book is on failure.
Okay.
It is, the whole thing is that in India or in South Asia, parents don't teach children it's okay to fail.
Yes.
We are always taught, class mein first aao, line mein sabse aage khade ho. I've heard parents telling their children, you're in the top three in the class. Why are you playing with someone who's in the bottom five? You know?
Mm,
right. And these kind of inputs that we give to our children, that manifest itself in our behavior patterns.
Absolutely.
So since you live in Jaipur and I live in Delhi, you will see that, you know, three lanes for a car, but nine cars are there. Why? Because everyone must be first.
Right.
And so on and so forth. Yet we fail, we learn.
Right.
My question to you is, what are some of your learnings from some of your mistakes?
So, Ashutosh, very nice. I have failed a lot of times. And a lot of times I felt bad. But most of the times my dad came to, you know, stood me up.
Mm-hmm.
And say, hey, why are you upset? Mm-hmm. And I'll just give you one example of my surprise someone failure.
Mm-hmm.
It was first year and I think it was first 6 months. And we received an order of a box from a Bangalore, one auntie placed an order from online.
Mm-hmm.
And we had placed a boxes with a lot of dry fruits inside it. And she called and she said, how are these box priced? I said, 70 rupees.
Mm-hmm.
We had absolutely no expertise in that time pricing.
Mm-hmm.
She said, okay, box and the pagdi and, you know, it has got turban and a bag.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I need 300 boxes. Mm-hmm. Okay. She deposited 21,000 and shipping and everything. After 1 week, she called and she yelled on me like anything, like, you know, she will murder me from the phone only. I said, what happened? I thought maybe it's broken or we sent a wrong piece. What happened? But it was first order, you know, few mm-hmm. first orders. So we packed it nicely. She said, where are the apricots and almonds and kiwi?
Mm.
I was like, oh my God. That was just to show. She said, you showed me this and told me 70 rupees, isn't it? I said, yes. Whose mistake? I said, my mistake. Mm. Then what? I said, my auntie, jaan le lo ya fir paise le lo. Abhi, I cannot give kiwi and apricot to you. She said, nahi, jaan to nahi, you give me money back. She was very angry and she took the money back. I was little upset that time and one of my team member said, ma'am, aisa kyun kar rahe ho aap? on a lighter note, he said, ask auntie that Amazon se kurti kharite to ladki saath mein thodi milti hai. But I went to my dad and I said, I'm feeling not good. I have to return back. He said, why are you feeling bad? Celebrate. Go get cake. I said, what are you saying? He said, in any of the university or any of the Philip Kotler will not teach you this in even 21,000 or 21 lakhs also. Go celebrate your failures. Celebrate it.
Very nice.
And that day until today, we cut cake, we get sweets whenever we fail intentionally or unintentionally. Whenever we cheat unintentionally, we don't cheat intentionally for sure. But unintentionally, if we are shown that we've cheated or we've done some mistake, we celebrate. But we ensure we never will cut this same cake again.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Pinky, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you for the incredible journey you have taken me on of Surprise Someone and on Pranic Healing and your own thoughts. I wish you lots of luck and thank you again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ashutosh.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.